This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The gas stove controversy last month illustrates how the establishment media uses a controversy to malign conservative media and members of Congress. You may remember how it started. The commissioner of the Consumer Price Safety Commission warned that 40% of U.S. homes have a hidden hazard. He went on to explain that products that can't be made safe can be banned. Many in the conservative media warned that gas stoves could be banned. Senators Ted Cruz, a Republican, and Joe Manchin, a Democrat, even introduced legislation that would block the commission from banning gas stoves. Quickly, the commissioner put out a Twitter post clarifying that they weren't banning gas stoves, but new regulations only apply to new products. That should have been the end of it, but liberals in the press went on attack. One host at MSNBC labeled it as the imaginary ban on gas stoves and laughed that they're all getting mad over at Fox. The Washington Post ran a headline, GOP thrusts gas stoves, Biden's green energy into the culture wars. There are legitimate concerns about gas stoves emitting far more toxins than previously thought, including nitrogen dioxide and methane. But any reasonable discussion devolved quickly into charges that this was merely another battle in the culture wars. Never mentioned is the fact that several cities have enacted bans on natural gas in new home construction. Earlier this month, the Biden Energy Department has proposed new regulations on, wait for it, gas stoves. These standards would apply to gas and electric stoves and ovens. It's true this is not a ban, but it appears the new standards would make most gas stoves non-compliant and thus effectively banning them. Once again, we see that there is more to the story than what is covered in the establishment media. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.